you gotten a feel for that, whether teams will bring it out of the end zone?
I think it depends on how comfortable the team is with their returner. You know, if you have a guy that makes plays, then, I mean, you want to give him a shot. And he might be a little bit more aggressive, 5-6 yards deep. You know, if you don't have a return, you think it's going to get you 30 yards. I don't know if you want to take it out of the end zone.
When you angle it in the end zone, what do you think that puts in his head?
Angle it in the end zone?
Yeah, sort of like in a corner of the end zone?
Right. Well, it depends what return they have called. Okay. You know, if they have a return called right up the alley there, they might like that. If they are trying to bounce it to the field, then it's a kick that they should probably leave in the end zone. But it's a lot to put in the returner's head, that's for sure.
Is it a different deal this year? Is it going to be a different deal this year with that touchback going to the 25?
Absolutely. I mean, you change a rule, teams are going to do things differently.
So, I mean, without predicting what your guys are going to do, how does it change what you're going to do? I mean, do you have different strategies now?
You have to be ready to hit different kicks. You can't just have one ball. You've got to be comfortable hitting a few different things, depending on what time of the game it is, and you have to hit it well.
Have you worked on trying to kick it higher and shorter?
It's something I've always been able to do a little bit, but now it's much more prevalent. Before, if you can get them inside the 20-yard line, and that's where the touchback put them on the 20, it's pretty much always a good thing, unless maybe you're kicking off from the 50. But now that's the 25. I mean, there are certain times where I think that you can pin them back there.
Do you think there are going to be more kickoff returns, I should say, as a result, whereas I think the initial rule was designed to limit it?
I think it'll be pretty close, I think, with the amount of touchbacks, because I think that, again, you're going to play against dynamic returners, and in those situations, it's sometimes just easier to sleep at night putting it out of the back of the end zone. If you're aiming for the goal line, you put it 2 or 3 yards deep, I think some teams are going to kneel it then, where last year nobody's kneeling the ball from 3 deep. So I think it'll be pretty similar touchback numbers as last year.
Mindset for you changed at all this week, knowing that kicker bout with you and Cody's coming to a head, and that the team at the end of this week is going to have to make a decision one way or another?
I mean, well, we've known that the whole time, so it's the same thing. All you can focus on is going out there and trying to make every kick.
In terms of how you feel like you've done to this point to put yourself in a position to win the job?
Well, yeah, I've had a good camp. I've concentrated on and focused on what I can do, and I've done my best at that, and at the end of the day, that's all I can hang my hat on.
How much do you think it's helped you being here for the entire offseason? Whereas last year you came in middle of the season, you were thrown into the fire instantly, we're here, guys already knew you, you kind of had a chance to work through the offseason. How much did that help?
Yeah, it helps a lot. Be familiar with the place, familiar with the coaches, what they expect of you, and most importantly, really familiar with your snapper and holder. And those guys are awesome, and it's been great to work with them the last year.
Have the coaches given any sentiment or sense of whether you'll be handling all the kicking duties, you and Cody will split?
So far we've split every kick. I don't really see that changing.
Excellent. Caleb, thank you very much.
Thank you.